This story is in India many, many years ago. One day, a tiger got caught in a trap. He tried and tried to escape, but he couldn't. He became angry and beat and clawed the cage. Just then, a poor man passed by. "Oh, kind man! Oh, gentleman! Please open this cage." "Oh no, if I open the cage, you will escape, and if you escape, you will eat me." "No, no, I promise not to eat you. I promise to be a slave forever. Please, please open the door." "Well, alright, I'll open the door for you." The man slowly opened the door. When the door opened, the tiger jumped out. He pounced at the poor man and shouted, "I found nothing to eat today. I am very hungry. I shall now eat you my first meal today." "Oh, Lord Tiger, don't eat me. Please let me live." The poor man prayed and begged. At last, the tiger said, "I want to eat you. You don't want me to eat you. Who is right, you or I?" "We shall ask the first ringing user. Where do you understand?" "First," the poor man asked the ringing user, "cutting sand on the land. You ask me what is right and just. When the sun shines, the land is right. I see the old man, but it rains. I give shelter to old men. But what the men do for me? They break my branches to feed their cattle." Next, the poor man asked the buffalo, the standing of well-will. "You ask me what is right and just. I give men my milk. Children drink my milk and grow strong. But now they die and die. What do men do? They make me work." So the poor man asked in the throat, "You ask me what is right and just. I am the old man, but they support me for money tonight." The poor man started walking back to the tiger. On his way, he met the jackal. "Why do you cry, poor man?" The man sat down and told the jackal what happened. "What a difficult story. Would you be tell it to me again? I miss up." So the poor man told the story all over again from the beginning to end. "How strange, but I don't understand. Perhaps you better go back there, or we can then sure understand better." So the poor man took slow with the jackal to the cage. The tiger was waiting near the cage, sharpening the heat and growth. He was preparing for his dinner. "Where have you been? Let's begin our dinner. I am very, very hungry. My Lord Tiger, please wait 5 minutes. I must say what happened to this jackal. He's a very slow with the jackal. His friend to a jackal?" "Alright, but hurry." The poor man sat down and patiently told the whole story again. "Oh, I'm so stupid. Well, let me see. How did it all begin? You were in the cage when the tiger came walking by. What a fool you are. I was in the cage and the man came walking by. Yes, of course, nothing. And see, I was in the cage. No, that's not right. Let's see. You rode tiger with in the man and the cage came walking by. No. Oh, I don't understand. Don't mind me. Please start your dinner." "You fool! You are crying crazy. I'm listening to you now. Look, I am the tiger." "Yes, yes, I understand. You are the tiger. And this is the man." "Yes, the man. He surely looks like a man. And this is the cage. Is that clear?" "The cage, yes, of course. Now then, I was in that cage." "Wait, how did you get in that cage?" How? Why? In the usual way, of course. All forgive me, but I am stupid. Explain, Lord Tiger. Please, Lord Tiger. What is the usual way of getting into the gate? This, the tiger was special, and he jumped in that gate. This is the usual way of getting into the gate. You throw with it who? Now, do you understand? Perfectly. I don't know who the door. And you, my sense of her tiger, I think, well, Pichichan, and sunset, and darkness, and the roaring of the tiger, could be heard all through the night.